You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast. Zoneradio.co.za.
With crime on the increase, are you sure that your security is the best that it can be? If you have any doubt whatsoever, why not contact Falcon Security and have them conduct a free security audit at your home or business. As an independent and owner-run installer, they will not interfere with your existing security contracts, but simply ensure that you have the correct coverage and equipment to provide the peace of mind that comes with a well-planned security system. As registered and insured installers, they are accountable for all of their installations and workmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 021-785-7673. Falcon Security is a proud member of the False Bay Business Network.
And with that, we say good afternoon to Damon Agati from Falcon Security. Hello, Damon.
Hey, Richard. How are you?
I'm saying it like you've just arrived. We've been sitting chatting for the past half an hour.
That's true.
Okay. So thanks for coming in and giving your time. I know how busy you are. And Falcon Security, what we want to try and establish here this afternoon is we say there that you won't interfere with anybody else's setup. You're an equipment guy. That's what you do. That's part of what you do.
Yeah, absolutely.
So just define, if you had to speak to someone in an elevator, what are you going to tell them you do?
Do I really want to tell them what I
do? Yeah.
Okay, so look, so we don't interfere with your current contracts with your national carriers, your armed response companies and things like that. And, I firmly believe that there's a big pro to having an independent installer out there. So, we can't cover anything up. If you have everything in-house, there's always things that can go wrong and can be covered up. So primarily as an independent installer, we're only looking after you at the end of the day. You know, we want to make sure that your equipment's working. We want to make sure you have no dead spots. We want to make sure that when you go to bed at night and you push that button on the alarm system, that everything's going to work.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we do. And also trying to stay ahead of the trend, and there's new products coming out all the time, and life is becoming automated. We're putting everything on our phones and apps, and I'll get onto that in a bit later, because we're just doing a whole rebranding and morphing the business into a different model at the moment with security and automation. But essentially, yes, that's what we're going to do. We're going to make sure that your equipment's tip top condition. We're going to make sure that it all works.
Oh, and also accessories. I mean things. You know, if a battery goes down, people can get hold of you. What do you call those things? Sensor.
Yeah. So we basically service your equipment and make sure that it is maintained and is a working standard. If there's something wrong with it, we'll fix it. You know, we'll repair it. We'll upgrade it. We, as the advert says, free quotes and assessments. Mm. It doesn't cost anything to phone me. It doesn't cost anything to have me come to your house. Mm. It's all free.
Mm.
I love meeting people. I love chatting to people. And, every house is unique. And some products will work in some environments and some houses and some don't.
Mm.
So having sort of a broad spectrum knowledge of all the products that are on the market, not every particular type of beam is suitable for everyone's garden.
Yeah.
So you need to do an assessment and see which one of the products are going to work. The worst thing you want to do is install an alarm system or install some outdoor beams or a security system and it false alarms. And then you've spent money on it and then you stop using it. And then,
And then they break in.
Well, then essentially, then you've wasted money and you've wasted everyone's time and you're upset with me, I'm upset with you, and it just never ends well. And I go to quite a lot of houses where other people have installed equipment and, constantly having false alarms and it doesn't work properly and the dogs are being picked up. And, it comes down to not being installed properly, So we fix other people's installations as well. So it's a lot of cleanup and things like that. But
you've been around a long time doing this.
So I've been doing security in the Fishic Valley, 16 years now, 16, 17 years. It's now a family business. My son Tyler's actually joined the family now. He's come into, I would call the flock now, because of the falcon.
The flock.
The flock, he's a little fledgling has arrived. It's a family-run business. We do all our own work. And we've been around for about 16 years. Previously, I was obviously a director in YMA Security, one of the biggest armed response companies out here till we parted ways in 2018, and since then, Falcon was born in 2018, and since 2018, it's been under the Falcon banner, but, still the same staff, still the same people, so still repairs, maintenance, upgrades.
All right, so you mentioned earlier on the branding, there's the Falcon Security, and there used to be the Y Fire Service.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, just clarify for people that's why you're rebranding, because this is a separate, you're no longer involved there.
Yeah, so I think it was about 2019, 2020, I started doing internet-based solutions and Wi-Fi products to the home, and built a company up under the Falcon banner.
Mm.
And I used the same logo for both of the companies, and it was basically under the thing called the Falcon Group. And after a couple of years having the business, I got made an offer which I couldn't refuse, and I got rid of that one half of the entity. And then obviously the logo went with the new purchaser, and he had it, and subsequently we sold it again to someone else.
Mm.
So I've now found that my logo is back in the valley, but under a different banner. And, I think it was just time that we needed to rebrand and break away from the little blue bird.
Yeah.
And sort of get something maybe a little bit more edgy, a little bit more sort of aggressive looking.
It's a lovely looking logo.
Yeah, it is very good.
Did
very
you
good.
Design it?
No. One of our friends who's very good at graphic design designed it.
That's a stunning logo.
Yeah, she's done a great job.
Yeah.
So hence the rebranding, and we've broken away. And then also, you know, business has kind of changed over the years. You know, if I look back to when I first got into this game, we didn't have that many products. And now over the years, we've got various different types of alarm systems that have come onto the market, each one having its own unique sort of quirky things that it does. And some are beneficial and some aren't. And in the last couple of years, everything's gone app-based. So we've now, it's really great, because what we're doing now is we're giving you, as the owner of the house, the power to take control of your own security. Mm. So we'll give you the tools to make it happen. And I really like it. You know, it's back to the same thing. You know, having an independent installer looking after your stuff, because I've only got one job to do. I only have to look after your stuff, you know, and let the armed response companies deal with the rest of it. And if there's a break in the chain, well, where do I look?
Mm.
You know, it's one or the other. There's no I said, you said, it's you or him, that's kind of things. So having the apps on your phones and having access to your own security is great, because if the alarm goes off and you're at the mall, you know your alarm's gone off. Now, if it takes 15 minutes to get a phone call, now you know why.
Mm.
You know, now you start questioning, well, why is it taking 15 minutes? What happens if that was something serious?
Mm.
So you're now getting access to a whole lot more information that you previously did not have access to. You know, previously you'd get home and there'd be a slip in the door saying, you know, the alarm had gone off and someone came around, and all in order, for instance. But you don't actually know how long this whole process takes. But now with app-based solutions, you're on top of your security.
You can see your response times. You can see everything.
Exactly. You know, and then having some cameras up around the house, whether they're fixed or Wi-Fi cameras, you now got a visual verification of what happened. And, you know, was a full perimeter check done on my house? Yes or no? Did the guy stand outside? Did he not? So in terms of getting on top of your security, the app-based solutions are just, they've changed. It's a game changer, you know.
So when you say app-based solutions, are these proprietary app-based solutions or are they generic?
No. There are some generic ones on the market. I'm very fond of a product called Olam. Big shout out to Olam. These guys are in Rondebosch, and they've re-engineered this product backwards through most of the alarm systems that are available. So totally compatible. You don't need to change your alarm to get one. It is compatible with most of the newer alarms. And when I say newer alarm, I'm saying anything in the last sort of like 8 to 10 years.
Okay.
Anything pre-10 years is probably, some of them aren't compatible.
Mm.
So buying a third party device, adding it on and linking it up gives you total control. And then, you know, coupled with your cameras, you've got the video verification. We've now got alarm systems out there that have built-in cameras built into them. So, you know, when the alarm goes off, it sends you 3 pictures.
Mm.
So now you see exactly what set your alarm off, and it's instant. It's there within a second or two on your phone. So you've got control.
And you can look at it. Oh, there was a cat. It's okay. Well, exactly. Don't panic. Oh, hold on. There's somebody in my house.
That's not my son.
No, I don't recognize that guy. Yeah, make it difficult to have a gentleman caller come around at the wrong time. Anyway, that's on a lighter note. Okay, So again, this is something if people want to look at, they can give you a call. You'll have a chat to them about, you know, the app and whether their equipment's compatible. That is just what you do.
That's it, 100%.
Yeah, and that's a call that costs nothing, basically.
100%.
So I can't see why people wouldn't phone you.
A lot of people do.
Yeah, well, okay.
Even on a Sunday.
Even on a Sunday, yeah. I think the concept is great. I think I like the fact that there is somebody in this valley, who's an expert in this field, that if somebody is uncertain, you see, because this is the thing. You make a call to a security company, and all you really want to do is just ask a question. And you just get to do that because with that answer comes a whole lot of we can do, we can do, we can do, we can do, sign up here, three-year contract there. You don't do that. You just say, this is, you know, this is the solution. I can put it in if you want me to, but if you don't want me, cheers, nice meeting you, and you move on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the time what I do find and what I do tell a lot of clients is that, you know, if you can change your life by 10%, you can increase your security by 90% and you haven't spent 1 cent.
Yeah.
And it's just about how you look at it. And sometimes, you know, you become complacent in your own homes because you've lived there for so long and it's just the way that you are in your home and the way you do life. And sometimes a fresh set of eyes coming in and looking things differently, you know, a little bit of advice here and a little bit of advice there, all of a sudden the penny starts to drop, you know. And you haven't spent any money, but you know what? At least you've increased your security.
It's just a question of moving a sensor or, you know, it can be little things.
Exactly.
But it could also be a full revamp, which, again, you in a position to help them with.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Because I don't want people to think they can just call you up and you're going to go around there and give them advice. And, yeah, you're in business.
No, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So before we go into where people can get hold of you and how best to do it, we're both part of the False Pay Business Network, you and I. And I see Damon early every Friday morning, and that in itself is an interesting exercise. But, you know, during our network meetings, everybody gets an opportunity to do an introduction, what we call 1 minute business intro, and everyone in the room goes around. Your 1 minute intros are very, very interesting because we all know what you do. But what you're able to do is give us almost an update on where the hotspots are and what's going on and how people you got your finger on the pulse there, which all lends itself well to what it is that you do as a business. And I want you just this week, for argument's sake, what's happening and you know, where things are going down, as it were.
Okay, so let's just start a little bit further back there. I don't think anyone's ever going to eradicate crime. Crime is going to be here, so we have to just live with it and get used to it. What I do find in the Valley, and especially after the last 16, and I've worked with Neighborhood Watchers for 16 years, and you know, for the Fishing Valley, I think at one stage we had 24 Neighborhood Watchers running, and you know, we put cameras in and we assisted, we did everything we could for them. What we do notice is that if a Neighborhood Watch becomes complacent, crime moves back into the area. We never eradicate crime. Crime moves to the next area. So we find that we have a lot of, like, you know, a couple of years ago we had the home invasions going on in the Nurdik area, and all of a sudden the Neighborhood Watch got really jacked up. And all of a sudden crime went down in Nurdik, but it popped up in Sun Valley and Milkwood Park. And then they got jacked up again. And then we found it moved to Glencairn. Then they got jacked up, and then it moved back into Fishing. So it just moves around. We don't really eradicate.
It's like that bubble in the carpet.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. So, you know, every week, you know, I stand up and I give these stats and things that we see and we get on reports. And you know, at the moment, car theft is big in the Valley. You know, Polos, left, right, and center. Old Toyotas, left, right, and center. Dime a dozen. You know, we've even had them taken from behind locked gates, lifted the gates off the tracks, dismantled the motors, cut off locks, and the car's gone in the morning. You know, what I call the opportunistic crime is always going to be there. These are the guys that are, I call, sustainable stealers.
Sustainable stealers.
I'm sustaining a drug habit and I'm trying to eat at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, these are the guys that are, you know, coming, you leave the window open, they're grabbing something and they're running. They're not harmful. They're just petty criminals. They'll steal the taps off the outside of your building. They're taking it, they're trading it in, they're exchanging it for a bit of cash, and they're buying whatever they need to buy for today, tonight, tomorrow, and then we'll worry about tomorrow when we get there. But generally non-aggressive. You know, Cape Town does not have, well, definitely not want to literally start again. Fishing does not have aggressive crime. I'm not saying aggressive crime does not happen, but on a greater scale of things, we have very, very low levels of aggressive crime in our suburbia areas. It's not like Joburg. You know, so it is petty, and it is what it is, you know. But having the right beams in place stops them coming onto your property, helps you keep what you've paid for, and things like that. But, you know, you need to be proactive at the end of the day. Don't open the garage door and leave the car running with the door open while you walk inside and take the bags out, put the keys in the ignition, you know. Be aware of what's around you. You know, this thing called spider sense. If you feel something is out of place, you are probably right. So just be aware of your surroundings.
Those are handy tips to have, and I've always appreciated those Friday morning updates because it gives you the thing that you can need to look out for and keep an eye on. And I'm guilty of that. I mean, I will open my boot, have to do two trips to the front door, take the first trip and leave the boot open.
Yeah, exactly.
And you think, oh, can't happen to me. But the reality is it can. It can. And probably will.
And, yeah. At some stage.
Yeah. So, all right, Damon, anything else you want to add before we wrap up?
No, I think that's about it, Richard. Just one last thing on the branding thing. So we've rebranded away from, well, we are Falcon Security, but it's rebranding into Falcon Solutions because, okay. Like I said, we've moved into the security space and into the app space and into the giving you control over everything in the palm of your hand, whether it be phone or tablet. So, you know, in terms of your Wi-Fi distribution, because you need decent Wi-Fi to make this work. So mm-hmm. we do the networking and set up mesh networks in your house. Anything electronic that's app-based, we're kind of moving into that as well. Anything that empowers you.
Taking it in the right direction.
We hope so.
Well, at least the thing about that is if you're really stuck and you've got a 14-year-old in the house, you know, you're going to be okay. It looks like we may have to change the ad from Falcon Security to Falcon Solutions, but that is doable. Damon, thanks for coming in this afternoon. How do people get hold of you?
Right, so you can get a hold of us on any of our social media. So you can get us on Facebook and on Instagram. We've also got interactive chatbots running, so you can leave all your details with the bot. He'll ask you a whole lot of questions. And failing that, you can phone me on 021-785-7673 and also on 076-321-5747.
You can get that information on later on this afternoon. And as I said, if you got a security issue and you would like an assessment thereof and you want a professional to do that, then Damon is the man to call. Thanks so much for coming in, Damon.
Thanks for having me, Richard.
With crime on the increase, are you sure that your security is the best that it can be? If you have any doubt whatsoever, why not contact Falcon Security and have them conduct a free security audit at your home or business. As an independent and owner-run installer, they will not interfere with your existing security contracts, but simply ensure that you have the correct coverage and equipment to provide the peace of mind that comes with a well-planned security system. As registered and insured installers, they are accountable for all of their installations and workmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 021-785-7673. Falcon Security is a proud member of the False Bay Business Network.